This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu alayka zaynal anbiya'i, as-salamu alayka.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Bismillah, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will get right into our study of the next inner act of Quranic recitation according to Imam Al-Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa nafa'na bi ulumi fid darain, ameen. So the seventh etiquette or inner act of Quranic recitation is what he calls at-takhsis. And you need a phrase to translate this. Takhsis is essentially applying the Quranic address to oneself. In other words, whenever you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address someone, his creation in general, or certain groups within his creation specifically, still you apply it to your own self. You bring to heart as if you were the one being addressed. And this will come clear as we move through this, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So he says about it, وَهُوَ أَنْ يُقَدِّرَ أَنَّهُ الْمَقْصُودِ بِكُلِّ خِطَابٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And so this is when the one reciting the Qur'an brings to mind that he is the one intended by that particular address in the Qur'an. خِطَاب we translate as address, i.e. that particular verse that is, you bring to mind that it is speaking to you as an individual. So then he goes into more detail. فَإِنْ سَمِعَ أَمْرًا أَوْ نَهْيًا. So that if you hear a command or a prohibition, قَدْرَ أَنُّهُ الْمَنْهِيُ وَالْمَأْمُورِ, he brings to mind that he is the one being told not to do something, or he is the one being commanded to do something. وَإِنْ سَمِعَ وَعْدًا أَوْ وَعِيدًا, if he hears a promise or a warning, فَكَمَثْلِ ذَلِكَ, likewise it's the same state. He brings to mind that he is the one being promised something if he does something. He is the one being warned from doing something. And this is very important. We should not think about other people in relation to this. Yes, that we need to have clarity, and there are certain things that we see other people doing. So having intellectual clarity that people are doing right or people are doing wrong, such that we want to avoid it, that's important. But with each verse, each address in the Qur'an, each command, each prohibition, each promise, each warning, we want to apply it to ourselves. So then he says, وَإِنْ سِمِعْ قِصَصَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ, if we hear about the stories that come in the Qur'an, about the people who came before us, or stories that relate to the prophets, عَلِمَ أَنَّ السَّمَرْ غَيْرِ مَقْصُودِ, he said, we know that the purpose of learning these stories is not just to have casual conversation. Samar literally is to talk at night. They're not meant to just be a part of casual conversation where we just speak about these stories in an abstract sense, distant from bringing them into our lives. This is not what is intended by them. وَنَّمَا الْمَقْصُودُ لِيَعْتَبِرَ بِهِ, the purpose of Allah Ta'ala giving us those stories is so that you and I can learn a lesson from them. وَلْيَأْخُذْ مِنْ تَضَعِيفِهِ مَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ, and we learn from those manifold lessons that which we are in need of. فَمَا مِنْ قِصَّةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا وَسِيَاقُهَا لِفَائِدَ فِي حَقِّ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأُمَّتِهِ. There is no story in the Qur'an except that in Allah telling us that story, there is a benefit for the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by extension, his entire ummah. And he says, وَلِذَٰلِكَ قَالَ تَعَالَى, this is why Allah Ta'ala says, مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, to make your heart firm. كُلَّ نُقُصَّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءَ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, to make your heart firm. فَيُقَدَّرَ الْعَبْدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُثَبِّتْ فُؤَادَهُ بِمَا يَقُصُّ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَحْوَالِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. So we bring to heart, we bring to mind that Allah will make our heart strong and firm upon this deen. when we hear these stories of those who came before us, we hear the stories of the Anbiya and the Prophets, and we hear how they wasabrim al-ida, how patient they were when they were being harmed, when they were being mistreated, when they were being persecuted, how patient they were, how steadfast they were, how constant they were in their belief and in their worship. وَثَبَاتٍ فِي الدِّينِ, how firm they were in their religion. لِنْتِذَارِ نَصِرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, waiting for the victory of Allah. Waiting for the victory of Allah. The victory of Allah will come, but it's not going to come when we want it to come. What we should be preoccupied with is doing what we need to be doing so the victory of Allah will come. And in relation to us, we should be giving victory to Allah and His Messenger in our own lives, specifically in relation to the state of our hearts, and then outwardly in related to the various states that are happening around us, how we control ourselves and our interactions in the way that we uphold the rights that those that we are responsible for have over us. So then he goes on to say, وَكَيْفَ لَا يُقَدَّرْ هَذَا وَالْقُرْآنُ مَا أَنْزَلَ أُنْزِلَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا أَنْزَلَ مَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ خَاصَ. And so that how could we not extend these meanings to our own selves when we know that the Quran was not only revealed to the Prophet ﷺ for the Prophet ﷺ. Yes, him first and foremost, but by extension, his ummah, all of those who believe in him, but then, of course, all of humanity. So he says, بَلْ شِفَاءً وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً وَنُورًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The Quran was revealed as a shifa, a healing, and as huda, guidance, as rahmah, mercy, as nur and light, lil alamin, to all the worlds. And if people do not see that, then we have to get to the bottom of why they don't see that in Allah's book. If people are not experiencing that when they interact with Muslims, then we have to see what has gone wrong. If people's opinion of our deen is anything other than that, then there's a mistake, something's wrong, and that problem has to be fixed. When people read the Quran and they're exposed to the book of Allah Ta'ala, they're exposed to our deen, they're exposed to Muslims, this is what they should come to. They should see in the presence of Muslims shifa, healing, hudan, guidance. With Muslims there should be rahmah, mercy, and nur, light. And if there's not, there's something wrong with that individual and the way they are in relation to the revelation and putting it into practice. وَلِذَٰلِكَ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْكَافَةَ بِشُكْرِ نِعْمَةِ الْكِتَابِ. This is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded everyone to show gratitude for the blessing of the book. And he quotes a number of different verses here. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ, proclaim, mention the blessing of Allah upon you. وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and what He has revealed to you from the book and the wisdom. And Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ, Allah has sent down a book to you, فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ, and you could translate that to remind you, just as you could translate it, in it is your glory, your mentioning. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ ذِكْرًا لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, we have sent down the dhikr, the reminder, in order that you may clarify to people what has been revealed to them. نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, this is for the Prophet ﷺ and by extension his ummah and for all people. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبَ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْثَالَهُمْ, this is how Allah shows people their true state of faith. اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ رَبِّكُمْ, follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ النَّاسِ, this Qur'an is a means for insight for people. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً, and a source of guidance and mercy. لِقَوْمٍ يُقِنُونَ, for those who have certainty. هذا بيان للناس. This is a clarification for people. وهدى and guidance. وموعظة للمتقين. And an admonition for the people of taqwa, the pious. So this indicates to us that the Quran was sent as a mercy, as a source of healing to all people. And he went into that detail so that you and I can then be able to intellectually understand how it is that we can relate every command and prohibition and every giving of glad tidings and warning to our own selves. وَإِذَا قَصَدَ بِالْخِطَابِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ. And if all people through the Quranic discourse, through the Quranic address was intended, فَقَدْ قَصَدَ الْأَحَادِ, then indeed individuals will also be intended. If it's intending everyone, then obviously it's addressing the individual as well. فَهَذَا الْوَاحِدِ الْقَارِئِ مَقْصُودِ فَمَا لَهُ لِسَأَنِ النَّاسِ. The one reciting is one of those intended. So why is this person so concerned about all other people? فَلْيُقَدْرْ أَنَّهُ الْمَقْصُودِ. We should bring to heart that we are the ones intended. And so you have a all people, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people. Sometimes the Quran addresses people very generally. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, O people of the book. And then يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe. There are different specific addresses in the Quran. But even when Ahl Kitab is being addressed, even when all other people are being addressed, still for believers, we should see ourselves being addressed. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. That ummah, those people are gone. They will have what they earned and you will have what you earned. And we need to take lessons from the stories of the past. And we learn about different responses that people have to different circumstances that they are in. And some of them were pleasing to Allah and some of them were displeasing. We need to learn these stories. We need to learn and listen to those addresses very carefully to see if something is being called out in a particular individual or a particular people or a particular adherent to a particular religion of those who came before us. What was that tendency that is being called out? And is there a parallel, is there a corollary for that in relation to our own practice of our own deen? That's really what is meant by this. The point is not to just lambast the people who came before us. Judgment belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in things as they're supposed to be believed in, but most importantly, when we read the people who came before us and the stories of those who Allah ta'ala destroyed or the stories of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebukes, so that you and I don't fall into the same thing. And so regardless of the address, you and I apply it to our own selves. We are the one intended by that. I.e., Allah is addressing us as individuals. And think about when we read Allah Ta'ala's book, if we read with that level of awareness and understanding, we've already talked about before, realization of the greatness of divine speech, exalting the one speaking, maintaining presence of heart, contemplating those meanings, striving to understand them, avoiding all of the preventatives of understanding. And then Allah speaking to you. Speaking to you. Think about how that would strengthen our relationship in the Quran if we could implement this inner act. Allah is speaking to you. He's speaking to me. And in the end, yes, it is sometimes necessary to speak out against wrong that other people are doing in society. But most importantly, we should be worried about our own selves. Where are we with our Lord? Where are we with implementing the message of the Quran? And we start by recognizing that the Quran is a reminder, it is guidance, it is mercy, it is healing. So let's open up our minds and listen to it and learn how that is. And so, our minds and our hearts. So that we know that Allah, we start by knowing that Allah is addressing us individually. It's for you and I to draw near to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there might be certain things we don't understand in the Quran. There might be certain things by virtue of the way that we live in the modern world that, you might have a question regarding. Ask a qualified scholar. And alhamdulillah, increasing, there's more and more people that can give good answers to questions that people might have. This is going to be the case. We live 1400 plus years after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of us, especially of those living in Western countries, are trapped in a modern lens, and it's hard to see outside of it. It requires an extreme amount of religious maturity and intellectual maturity, and that will enable us to do that. Ask questions, but recognize Allah is addressing you as an individual, and make an intention to put every verse of the Quran into practice in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then he quotes a verse, قَالَ تَعَالَى وَأُوحَى إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ لِيُنْذِرُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغْ. And this Quran has been revealed to you so that with it I may warn you and whoever it reaches. وَمَنْ بَلَغْ. And whoever it reaches. قَالَ مُحَمَّدُ بِنْ كَعَبْ الْقُرَذِي مَنْ بَلَغْهُ الْقُرْآنِ فَكَأَنَّمَا كَلَّمْهُ اللَّهُ عَزَ وَجَلَ. Whoever the Qur'an is reached, it is as if that Allah has spoken to him. And Imam al-Tabari mentions this statement in his tafsir. And when we hear the words of Allah, it's as if Allah has spoken to us. فَكَأَنَّمَا كَلَّمُهُ اللَّهُ. So what do we do with the Quranic message then? And look how important this inner etiquette is. And he's going to go a little bit further now. When قَدَّرَ ذَلِكَ. So if we bring this to heart and mind, i.e. that Allah is addressing us, speaking to us, لَمْ يَتَّخَدْ دِرَاسَةُ الْقُرْآنِ عَمَلُ. He won't simply just read about the Quran or study the Quran for the sake of studying the Quran. There are people that study the Quran for the sake of studying the Quran. There are people that have academic careers off of studying the Quran. They might not even be Muslim. And there are Muslims who study the Quran for various reasons, but they oftentimes might be those who just study the Quran, but they don't read the Quran and recite the Quran with the intention of putting into practice and being the way that Allah Ta'ala wants us to be. And this is really what he's saying here. We shouldn't just study the Quran and that's it. And that make this the only thing that is that we do. Yes, learn the Quran, learn the sciences of the Quran, learn the words of Arabic that are in the Quran. بَلْ يَقَرُوا كَمَا يَقَرَ الْعَبْدِ كِدَابْ مَوْلَاهُ الَّذِي كَتَبَ إِلَيْهِ لِيَتَأَمَّرْهُ وَيَعْمَلْ بِمُقْتَضَاهُ. Read it the way that a servant should read the book of his Lord, of his Master, who wrote this book for him so that he can reflect deeply upon it and act according to it. This is how the Sahaba were. They read the Quran at night to implement it by day. They read the Quran at night to remind themselves of how it is that they should be before their Lord. And Of course, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first and foremost, he implemented the Quranic message in a way that no one after him ever would, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a walking Quran, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What an amazing description that Sayyidah Aisha gave us about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a walking Quran, and that's why his seerah, his life, is a tafsir of the Quran, i.e. how it is that you and I can put the Quran into practice. It's embodied in the way of our Prophet. And what a blessing to have the Quran and to have him and to have his hadith and to have his seerah, his statements, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to have his life so that we can find guidance in it and bring it into our own lives. And he says, وَلِذَٰلِكَ قَالَ بَعْضُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. This is why some of the scholars said, هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ رَسَائِلُ أَتَتْنَا مِنْ قِبْلِ رَبِّنَا عَزَوْ جَلْ بِأُحُودَهِ. This Quran or Rasa'il, in here it's like a message that has come to us from our Lord that has it in his Uhud covenants. نَتَدَبُّرُهَا فِي الصَّلَوَاتِ. That we should be reflecting upon in prayers. وَنَقِفْ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْخَلَوَاتِ. And we think deeply upon them in states of isolation, alone with no one else around, وَنَنْفُذَهَا فِي الطَّاعَاتِ بِالسُّنَنِ الْمُتَّبَعَاتِ, and that we implement them in acts of obedience through sunnahs that we learn from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And someone who recites the Quran in the way that Imam Ghazali is describing, his relationship with the Quran will be intimate. His relationship with the Quran will be one based upon love and longing, and based upon true belief, where we hasten to do what our Lord tells us to do, to avoid what our Lord has avoided us to avoid, to be where our Lord has told us to be, to never be where our Lord has told us not to be. This is the way of the servant. And then he says, وَكَانَ مَالِكَ بْنِ دِينَارٍ يَقُولُ, the great early scholar and that ascetic and pious man of Islam, Malik ibn Dinar, he used to say, مَا زَرَى الْقُرْآنَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ يَا أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ, what has the Qur'an cultivated in your hearts, O people of the Qur'an? إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ رَبِيَ الْمُؤْمَنِ, the Qur'an is the spring of the believer. كَمَا أَنَّ الْغَيْثَ رَبِيَ الْأَرْضِ, just as rain is the spring of earth. Rain comes down and what happens? Foliage comes out. Grass and all types of herbage and greenery grow. Plants grow. Trees grow. Trees blossom. Bushes blossom. All kinds of things happen. And he says this is the way that we should be with the Quran. When we recite it, it cultivates in our hearts the highest of meanings, the highest of stations, the highest of virtues that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ كَتَادَ لَمْ يُجَادِسْ أَحَدٌ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا قَامَ بِزْيَادُ نُقْسَانِ, one of the early great commentators on the Quran, Qatada radiallahu anhu, he said, no one will spend time with the Quran, literally sit with the Quran, except that when he stands, he will leave with either ziyada or nuqsan, increase or decrease. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, and he quotes a verse, هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, it is a healing and a mercy for the believers. وَلَا يَزِيدَ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا, and it will only increase the wrongdoers in loss. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa afiyah. May we be from those who the Quran heals and is a means, it's a source of mercy for them. May we be from those who, inshallah ta'ala, make our that life spend our life learning his book, reciting his book, devoting ourselves to its recitation, devoting ourselves to putting it into practice. And may we be from those who, whenever we read Allah Ta'ala's book, we bring to heart and we bring to mind that we are the ones being addressed by that particular verse, that particular commandment, that particular prohibition, that particular promise, that particular warning. So that inshallah ta'ala we can put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book into practice in a way that is pleasing to him. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, bless us in all of our different affairs, and to prepare us for the last 10 nights of this blessed month, Ya Arhamar Rahmeen. Allah, we ask you to assist us, Ya Allah, as you've already assisted us, Ya Allah, in fasting and in prayer. Allah, assist us, we ask you, Ya Allah, to assist us in tadabbur of the Quran, to reflect deeply upon your book, Ya Allah, in a way that is pleasing to you, Ya Arhamar Rahmeen, Ya Arhamar Rahmeen. And may we all be impacted by the Quran in the very best, in the very loftiest and highest of ways. Fi khayrin wal fa'afiyah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.